Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Hazrat Aqdas Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye.
Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dard tumhara chahiye. غم بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے غم بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان ہے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا پمیر اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا پمیر اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے دست بخشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں دست بخشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے اختر خستہ و دور افتادہ کو أختري حسيت عدور فتعدك أنكي رحمتك بلا وشاهي مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى اما بعد this beautiful بیان of our honorably illustrious دادا شیخ عارف باللہ Rumi Waq Tabriz Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. In this Bayan, Hazrat is teaching us that how should a person pass through his life in this world, what ease and comfort. Today we see we come in this world and then a person falls into depression, a person falls into different problems and his life is going through turmoil and he says, I need somebody to support me. Because we're looking for support everywhere else where there is no support. Hazrat is teaching us that where we should turn for support, and if we got this one support, no matter what conditions come upon a person won't go into turmoil, a person won't go into depression, into stress. A person will know that I have got the best support, and my support is fully aware of my condition. And this support which Hazrat is teaching us here so beautifully, how Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. That everybody is desiring this, that in my life, I need a life support. I need somebody to support me. If any rich man tells you that don't worry, you sit in the masjid whole day, I will see to your wages, I will see to your needs, then you feel, no, I'm okay. Whereas that support is totally useless. Now he can tell you that he'll support you, the next minute he's gone from this world. And that is not true ibadat. True ibadat is when that person puts our trust in Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, upon Allah alone should people with true iman, and this is what we have to build, our iman, and that is why Allah Ta'ala brought us through these majalis, where the people of Iman, the Ahlullah, their connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat and the strength of Iman, and that is why Allah brings us here, one niyat we should make, that in the company here, the house of Allah, we come to meet Allah. And then we learn about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the talks of the pious servants of Allah, and the nur of iman of all the pious servants here, the asikin who came to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala, all that nur of iman will affect our iman, and it will strengthen our iman. And then we can learn how to put our full support upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is teaching us that what is our life support? Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That, oh Allah, I'm begging you, I need a support of life. In other words, we beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala gives us strength, that we put our firm trust only in Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how to get this? Hazrat says, Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That is, learn to take the pain of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for that you need a heart, which is called the Ahlullah, the heart of those people who Allah has given a heart. Everybody has got a heart. But if you give your heart to Allah and you bring that trust of Allah Ta'ala, tawakkul in the heart, then that heart is worth being called a heart. Otherwise that heart is not a heart. A heart is that person's heart that no matter what conditions come, that his heart is at ease. And that heart can only be a heart when Allah comes in that heart. And for that Hazrat is saying that, Ya Allah, please, I want your true love, that pain to go through your obedience. In the beginning it seems difficult, but as a person builds his connection with Allah Ta'ala, then the obedience of Allah Ta'ala is not just a responsibility, it's not a duty, it's an enjoyable thing. A person realizes that there can't be something more enjoyable than the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat.
The obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taught to us by Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And we see Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, what conditions Nabi Akram sallallahu sallam went through in his life. But what the full trust upon Allah Rabbul Izzat, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, as Allah ta'ala mentions in Surah Alam Nashrah, Alladhi anqadha zahrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak. That, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we expanded your heart, you had to go through difficult conditions in bringing the ummah towards the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And after all that difficulties, see how we raised your name. So Hazrat is teaching us here also, that if we make an effort to get this through, outwardly it seems like pain, but this is not pain, this is enjoyment. That in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for that we need a heart. So we should be begging of Allah Rabbul Izzat that make our hearts connected to the Ahlullah, so that we can get this true love of yours. And then when a person gets the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar, what has he got in his heart? Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sir, hamara dil dar tumhara chahiye. That now you get the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you say, O Allah, I want the shore of the ocean of your love, not the shore of the oceans of this world. That, especially like in this time, that people are now on the oceans, on the seashores, but where there is all the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person will be in turmoil. Outwardly he looks like he's enjoying himself, but his mind is in a different world where he's got no ease and comfort. Whereas that person, outwardly, he might be alone, but he is on the ocean of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat says, on this ocean of this love, the ocean of your love of Allah, what do I want? Sir, hamara dar tumhara chahiye. That it must be me and you alone, O Allah Rabbul Izzat. That, O Allah, my head at your threshold. That is either in tahajjud, a person now is begging, that his head is in tahajjud. Hazrat Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, when you get the ocean of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that sajda that Allah gives you and you get that close connection, you will be prepared to sacrifice all more than the 200 countries of this world. They can tell you, we'll make you the prime minister of the whole world. You'll say, keep that for yourself. I enjoy that sajda, that close connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. For that we have to come here and learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make an effort to be constant and punctual with our ma'mulat. And this is actually what it means, that sir hamara, that my head, O Allah, which is not worth, I am not worth being at your threshold, but please, O Allah, accept me and let me be able to bow down in front of your court. And that is why when Allah Ta'ala brings us here, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that in our minds we should talk to Allah. That, O Allah, I am entering your house, me and in your house, O Allah. And then when we put our heads down in sajda, O Allah, my dirty, filthy head at your threshold. So we beg Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is so kind. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at our condition. Allah looks at our talab, how much desire we got. We desire to become close to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala opens His doors for us. And then Hazrat teaches us further now, whatever conditions you go through life, then gham mein bas unka pukar, unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Then whatever conditions come upon you, whether it is grief, whether it is some sickness, whether it is also some problem, or whether you're feeling about weak in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our spiritual diseases, all this we just beg when we turn to Allah. One is that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, and then Allah will guide us to come to the majalis of the Ahlullah. Then we come with that eagerness that I want to purify my heart. I want to make my spiritual diseases must be washed out. So when a person goes through these difficult conditions, you in all your difficult conditions, you only cry out to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And once Allah is our support, what else do we want? Unke hote kya sahara chahiye? When Allah is ours, what other support do we want? And our real support is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. But sadly today, my condition, generally our condition, we put the cart before the horse. Any problem come, we first looking at the outward asbab, that who is the best doctor that can help me, and what is the best medicine. Whereas the first thing is, we should turn to Allah. That who knows our pain better? Who can make arrangements for us better than Allah Rabbul Izzat? And when we turn first to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah Ta'ala, we are living in the world of Darul Asbab, the world of means. Allah makes the means. And not only the means, Allah is Musabbibul Asbab. Allah makes that means turn into the benefit for us. Otherwise a person outwardly has got all the means of dunya. But the more he goes into the means, the more he sees getting problem. Because we're not turning towards the creator of means. And that great being who makes the means work for us. Otherwise a person can have all the means in the world. It can never be of any benefit for him without the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is why we have to learn to make our real support and our only support Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give us tawfiq. And when a person has got this support, Hazrat explains now how he passes through his life. Yet different conditions will come. Sometimes outwardly difficult conditions, and it looks like a person is in difficult conditions, but what enjoyment he's got in his heart, the person doesn't know. Hazrat says, Lazzat-e faryad, tufano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? That now a person gets the enjoyment of calling out to Allah, begging to Allah, for making your salah on time, and making your du'as to Allah Rabbul Izzat, crying out middle of the night. And so beautifully it is said, that people who don't know the reality of this, that it's a cold night now, raining night, short night, but a person is getting up middle of the night, and is standing in tahajjud salah, and tears are flowing down in his eyes. A person who is immature and don't know the enjoyment of this, he'll say, look at this man. He's got a nice bed there. He's got an eider down. He's got a wife there also. But he's standing and he's still crying. Allahu Akbar, the pious servants of Allah in that condition, they say, kabhi taatu ka surur hai. Kabhi aitirafi kusur hai. That sometimes what enjoyment I get in the obedience of Allah, the whole world doesn't know about it. And when I acknowledge my uselessness, my filth and my dirt of my sons in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala is that kind being that Allah Ta'ala with one drop of rahmat, Allah wipes out all my sins. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't talk about my sins. Allah Ta'ala is that kind being that when a person turns to Allah Rabbul Izzat, in any condition of difficulty, etc., then a person, Hazrat says, then you get the enjoyment. And see, from this, Hazrat is teaching us that it should not only be that now a person, when you good conditions, you're there on time for salah, and that, and any some difficult times come, now you miss your salah, etc. Hazrat explains that in that condition, a person enjoys more the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, who said that you need all the time to be just on the shores? In other words, only when things are flowing right. Like many a times, Hazrat teaches us also, you ask a person that, why are you not there for salah? What happened? Say, Mohana, I just have this problem in my business. Once that is sorted, you'll see me all day. Allah Ta'ala's system is, if you don't leave the problem one side, in that problem, you come and obey the commands of Allah, see how Allah Ta'ala will give you enjoyment. You will see your problems getting removed. But if you think that I will able to remove my business problems and then I'll come for salah, your whole life will go past. And you'll go into more misery and your problems will never get removed. So we have to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat especially. And on the other hand also, it shouldn't be such that when a person now got a problem, we see we're making tahajjud and we're making du'as, and when the problem is gone, like we even forgot there was a problem. As other teachers, myself, all over that, we don't even make shukr that I had this problem, and we just forget about it. No, at that time we should continue. And so in any case, whatever, whether things are flowing right or whether some conditions are coming, we should have to turn to Allah, then see the enjoyment of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains, In that condition, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفانوں میں ہے, تیرے جلواؤں کا نظارہ چاہیے. Lord Allah, I have achieved the shores while I was in difficult conditions. Outwardly, it looked like I was going through difficult turmoil, difficult conditions. But when I remained in your obedience, and I remained steadfast, istiqamat, which is the greatest karamat that a person, all we have to be doing in any condition, just remain firm on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be overtaken by our halat, and realize that the conditions come from Allah. The remover of those conditions will give us afiyat, salamat. Salamati will only be Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when a person continues and makes an effort to be firm on the obedience of Allah according to the beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then a person sees that he'll be on the shore all the time. In other words, in his life, in his heart, he'll be in peace and comfort. Hazrat says, in this way, O Allah, I want to witness your special focus upon me. At that time, a person actually feels that Allah Ta'ala is with you. The whole world have left me alone, but Allah is with me. Allah Ta'ala will never leave a person in a lurch. Allah Ta'ala will all the time be with a person, provided, as Hazrat teaches us, we have to be talib-e-sadiq. We have to be true seekers of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to get this, Hazrat explains that apne aao se dare jana pe meer, apne bigri ko sawara chahiye. That how to get this close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shed those tears and you beg Allah that, oh Allah, you know my condition. I am the worst sinner on the face of the earth. I am full of dirt and filth. And in this way, Hazrat says, that your life that you have spoiled, this is how you can make your life. And don't ask, Shaitan is our arch and cunning enemy, that he makes you get involved in sin. And after you get involved in sin, now he will make you despondent, where Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. No, never ever. Like there was a poet, Ghalib, he said some poems that will make the people despondent. That billi nanne chuhe kaakar ab haj ko ja raha hai, unko sharam nahi aati. That he says, look at this cat killing 99 mice. In other words, murder, person committed so many murders, and now he wants to act like a pious person going for Hajj. Doesn't he have shame? How is he going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our pious servants, Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Gari rahmatullah alayhi, so beautifully adjusted this poem, and he said that اسی شرم کے ساتھ ان کے دربار میں جائیں گے. With that same shame I will go in the court of Allah. میں رو رو کر اپنی بگری کو سواریں گے. That I will cry in the court of Allah. That, oh Allah, I have wasted my life. I have made so. I have spoiled my life, oh Allah. But here I am in front of your threshold. Oh Allah, you please accept me. And in this way I will make my what I have spoiled. Allah is so kind. Allah won't only forgive us, Allah changes our bad into good. And Allah Ta'ala will now wipe out that history of yours. Allah will make people forget. And now Allah Ta'ala will make you shine in the world. And how to get this? They just come in the company of the friends of Allah, where the hearts will melt. Now you'll be eager to make tawbah and cry in the court of Allah. And Allah is so kind. Tears can't come out. We have to even pretend in the court of Allah. Allah says, I will accept that. And then Hazrat says, now when you realize this reality, that my only support can be Allah, then how we should live our life to remain under the support of Allah? Aapar har dam fida ho meri ja, ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahe. That now Allah, please, every moment of my life, give me that courage and give me that tawfiq, that every moment of my life I'm loyal to you. In other words, I am worried and concerned. How am I? What am I doing now? Is Allah happy with me? This business, is Allah happy with me? Where I am going, is Allah happy with me? How am I dressing? Is Allah Ta'ala happy with me? Why should I worry what people say? I shouldn't worry what people say. Today, sadly, we see simple sunnah, like we see to clean the bowl. Many people say that I used to do it, but people look at me and think I'm greedy. We shouldn't worry what people say. Try and explain them, this was the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sal, and see how far we have gone. Simple things like this, we don't even know. So Hazrat teaches us that we should be worried that Allah must be happy with me. And sacrifice our every moment for the pleasure of Allah, and don't worry what people say. And in order to get this, we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala. Das bakusha janibe zambile ma, mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. Hazrat explained that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, antumul fuqara ilallah. We are the beggars of Allah. And Allah has been so kind that we are 24 hour beggars. Allah has given us our begging bowls. And we should be lifting our hands. So Hazrat is saying, oh Allah, my begging bowl is in front of your court. But what am I begging for? I'm not begging for anything of this dunya. I'm not begging for any status or anything. All I am begging, oh Allah, please accept this useless servant of yours. Let my head at your threshold make me yours, you become mine. I'm not worth anything, oh Allah. But oh Allah, who you want to accept, nobody can stop. So we should be begging Allah Ta'ala all the time. Never ever think that, no, I'm a regular attendant of the majlis, I'm a close servant of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is mustaghni, Allah is independent. So we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala all the time, crying over our weakness. And in this way, Hazrat teaches us that the more you become closer to Allah Ta'ala in this way, then more humbleness. Look at the humbleness of our Dada Shaykh and our Mashayikh. And this is what we have to learn from these majalis. That akhtar khasta dur uftadaku unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. What closeness Hazrat had. Love of Allah Ta'ala. But he's saying, oh Allah, me that I am very far from you. Me that is that useless servant of yours, oh Allah. All I am crying for, that your mercies engulf me. And your special mercy pulls me towards you, O Allah. So in this way, we should be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat by being true seekers of Allah, crying towards Allah Ta'ala and making that little effort to attend and do what we are taught. Then inshallah, we'll see Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will descend upon a person and will be saved from all the outward turmoil of this world. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال تعالى والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون صدق الله المولان العظيم. For the last 2 weeks and today the third week, we are speaking, refreshing ourselves with regard to the importance of namaz. Namaz is one thing, we should always take out some time and make dua to Allah, speak to Allah that I make it the object of my life. That my life must be centered around namaz. That namaz is the most important. And in the first week, we tried to explain the importance of namaz, just a few aspects. Otherwise, whole of fazail-e namaz, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, many, many people, ulama, have written great, great kitabs on the importance of namaz. And if we can, try and read also more, so that realization and the importance of namaz can come into us. Then last week we tried to explain about the outward postures of namaz, the quantity of namaz, how all our namazes we should be reading them, all the 5 times namaz, the sunnat-e mu'akkada, which is before, try always to read it before, not afterwards. Try make sure that we read it before. And which are afterwards, that also we must read. We must not miss them out. Many places we find, especially Jumu'ah, people just rush out after the Faraz, and the Sunnat-e Mu'akkada after Jumu'ah are usually neglected. Also, some places we have a program after Isha, immediately after the Faraz. Or perhaps just the 2 Sunnats, by great difficulty we can just manage the 2 Sunnats, and the program starts already. Then it appears that the 3 witr also are left out. So that also should not happen. The witr is wajib namaz, even more than sunnat-e-mu'akkada. It is most important, very, very important. So the quantity of namaz also, and today we will try to explain a little bit, refresh our minds. We all know it, but just a refresher again, a reminder. And a reminder, it's always beneficial that inside concentration of namaz also, we have to make effort on that also. And that is one point that perhaps everyone, that no matter what great buzurg he becomes or what, but we find that namaz, that concentration, to have it to a full namaz concentration is very, very, very difficult. Shaitan, our arch enemy, where he comes and he just brings one thought, and without us realizing, we don't know where we are gone. And sometimes just now when we are going to make salam, we realize now that I'm in namaz. And then we make tawbah, istighfar, and we ask Allah forgiveness. And this example which we give, like we hear the condition of our namaz, like we hired a plumber to fit in a basin for us, for example. Our basin was cracked, so we bought a new basin. We tell him to fit it in. So that old basin, he took it out in such a way that that one also he broke. It was just cracked, but it broke. And the new basin that we bought, while fitting in, he not only cracked it, he broke it also. And at the end of the day, he's asking for his wages. That, boss, I did your job, now you have to pay me. You said you're going to pay me so much. So what is the basin? Namaz. Allah gave us a pure namaz. But what kind of a namaz we make? That's why some of our buzurg says that to expect reward from Allah Ta'ala for our acts is nadani, is stupidity. What are we presenting in the court of Allah Ta'ala? And then we are expecting a reward from Allah Ta'ala, that ni'mat which Allah brought us to the masjid, and we're making the namaz, but we destroy that namaz really. If we have to think, and many of us, Allah guide us, our istinja, we have to think whether that is correct. Our wudu is correct. Many of us talking in our wudu, otherwise wastage of water is almost with all of us. When we make wudu from the tap, lot of water we are using. And we should try that we make wudu from the mud, at least at home, if the facility is not in the masjid, and in that way, and learn to make that wudu, and we'll see what that little bit of water, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, and practically he made that wudu. And to waste water, and especially when it is in the masjid, which is from public funds, we are wasting public funds. And so there, what our wudu is in that condition, many of us talking in our wudu while we are making wudu, etc. And then we come for namaz. So what kind of a namaz do we make? So to worry about the quality of namaz is also very, very important. Also, sometimes many people ask, I'm regular with namaz. I try very hard with my wazifas, with everything else, but I still got problems in my life. We have to think, what is the quality of our namaz? At one time, one place where Hadraji and Hadraji's kafla, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, etc., when those people in that place, they said that we're doing the work of tabligh so long, but we got so much problems. Our problems, and you people say you do the work of deen, dawah, your problems will go away. But we still got so many problems. So when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, when he started the bayan, he explained a bit, and then he asked, how many people have given 4 months? So a few people stood up. How many people give every year their chilla? Very few. How many people do their kash? Very few. So he says, this is our condition. We're not doing the work and we're thinking we're doing the work. And why aren't our problems going? The same way with our namaz. We're thinking we're making namaz. But what's the condition of our namaz? And then we expect barakat, we expect Allah's rahmat to come. We have to focus and correct our namaz. If we correct our namazes, then there is no doubt Allah has declared, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers will definitely, undoubtedly, they are successful already. And of all the conditions which must be in that believers, the first condition Allah says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who have got khashiyat, who have got inside the namaz, they have got devotion, concentration of Allah Ta'ala. We from the start, when we start our Allahu Akbar, and if we have to see how many times in one rakat we say Allahu, Allah is the greatest. And then if we're making namaz of two rakats, four rakats, if we count from the whole day, 20 rakats with our wajib namaz, how many times we say Allahu Akbar? With our sunnate muakkada, how much more? We are making nafal, but let us think, do we really think of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala? How great Allah Ta'ala, Allah is the greatest. We still feel that this power is great, I'm great, I'll show you what I can do, you'll see what I'll do to you, I'm a great person, or that some other, the government is very great, this country is very great, they got that power, all the other things. But the greatness of Allah, one of the very important things of namaz is that the greatness of Allah comes into us. We start with Allahu Akbar, and throughout our namaz practically, besides سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, and at the end السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, everywhere there is Allahu Akbar. So that greatness of Allah, how much has it come into us? Then the sana, or the great praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And really this, when we connect with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then a person will enjoy hymning and reading the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But our condition, how much do we even think of the, when we are praising Allah Ta'ala? And Surah Fatiha, if you ask how many people, what and what won't they explain about Surah Fatiha? What a great surah Allah has given us. And Sab'a Mathani, the seven ayats which are repeated over and over again. Allah bless us. Allah refers to it as Allah's great ni'mat in so many ayats of the Quran Sharif that Allah gave us Surah Fatiha. The seven ayats which are repeated. And in there also that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise is due to Allah. And if we have that connection with Allah in that namaz, but unfortunately, most of the time, we don't have that connection. We don't concentrate. And then we read some surah, etc. Then a person bows down to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What a great honor Allah has blessed him. That to put. And really, namaz is that we don't think it as a duty, but it is a great, great, great sa'adat. It is a great, great blessing of Allah that Allah brings us to His house. To go to the house of any big person, just in the family, they may be a very wealthy person, and they have a lot of protocols at their place also. You have to, and you go with your children, you are frightened to go with your children. They might just mess up things there, etc. And if it is some government person, etc., some other person, how much the greatest of all, Allah calls us to His house. And not only does He give us permission to come, but He has made the arrangement that the muadzin will call out five times, Hayya ala salah, come towards namaz, come to the masjid. And this is where all your success is, Hayya ala falah, come towards your success. And then free permission. Even if a person has built the masjid with his own hands, all with his own money, but even after that, he has got no right to reserve his place in the masjid. Whoever comes first, it can be the poorest person, it can be the most ignorant person, he has the full right to stand right in the front. And the place which is directly behind the imam is also not reserved for the muazzin. The muazzin, mukabbir, when he was going to give his takbir, iqamat, he's going to say, he can say it from anywhere. It doesn't have to be behind the imam. We are in that habit, but it isn't the right. The person who comes first has the right for that, and that is the most honorable place. And anyone who comes first has the right to go there. There is nothing like reserving seats here. In the church, they have to pay money. And the person for the front seat, they pay so much more money. Then that seat is reserved for them. In the masjid, whoever comes first. So all this Allah, and then direct connection with Allah Tabarak. And five times a day Allah made it for us. And to come and to speak to Allah, to beg of Allah, to take from Allah. Then one namaz which Allah has been so kind to us also, Allah give us all tawfiq, tahajjud namaz. How much that a person in that time is now indirect communication with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So namaz is a great gift, and to build and to try and bring our concentration in namaz, we all must make effort. That how the reality of namaz can come into us, and how we can enjoy this namaz and realize it that it is a connection with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Though it isn't a hadith, but the meaning of it is true, that your mi'raj is made. And the closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala is when he's in his sajda. That is the time he's the closest. And many people explain, Hazrat Maulana Fadl Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzurg, was a senior of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali also. He told Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali that when I make sajda, I feel as though Allah has made love to me. What enjoyment they got in that sajda. And one is our sajda, we hardly in sajda and we up. And we hardly sitting and we back again. Just up and down. And one is that type of a sajda. And fortunate is that person who starts early in his life to concentrate and work on his namaz, to become regular with namaz, and then to perform it correctly, and then to get that concentration and devotion. And when a person gets this namaz, and that concentration, and that connection with Allah Ta'ala, he alone knows what that enjoyment is. And what a beautiful namaz Allah Ta'ala gave us, as ulama have written, that our namaz is a combination of the ibadat of all the malaika. There are those malaika who are all the time just in a standing position and worshipping Allah Ta'ala. Others who are all the time just in a ruku condition. Others just in a sajda. Allah in two rakats of namaz gave us the ibadat of all the malaika in two rakats of namaz. Then all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, they also in ibadat. The trees are in a standing position. Four-legged animals are in a ruku position all the time. And then those reptiles, etc., that are on the ground, they are in sajda all the time. Mountains are in a sitting position all the time. So all the creation of Allah which is in ibadat, Allah gave it to the ummati of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his two rakats of namaz. Then all our ibadat, Allah gave it to us in namaz also. In namaz, we got tilawat of Quran Sharif also. We got zikrullah also. We got dua also. We got spending for Allah Ta'ala. Because you have to wear your clothes, you have sitter has to be covered for which you have to spend. So there is spending also. Then hajj is an ibadat of movement. Tawaf. Safa, Marwa, going to Mina, Muzdalifa, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, back to Mina, back to Makkah, all the time movement. Namaz, Allah has put all movement also. There is ruku, there is sajda, everything. And in namaz, there is tawheed. A person makes namaz solely for Allah Ta'ala. In that, we should try and observe this point. Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullahi alayhi of Hardoi used to be very particular about this, that out of namaz, we should not fold our hands. Sometimes when we are giving bayan also, the person who is giving bayan, he folds his hand. And many times before, while we are waiting for namaz, then our hands are folded. And this folding of the hands is not permissible even in front of our parents. Even in the father, Allah has given him great, great position. But to fold your hands in front of him is not permissible. To stand with your hands folded in front of your sheikh also is not permitted. It's only permitted for Allah Ta'ala, and that is in namaz. So Allah Ta'ala gave us this utmost respect also, which is for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So namaz is that great, great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given. And namaz is that ibadat that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, just the wind would blow a little stronger and he would hasten towards namaz. Go to the masjid. This is to draw wasta'inu bisabri wasalah. That we have any problem, that we seek the help of Allah Ta'ala by making sabr, and the sabr of the various occasions is different. But we make that sabr and we seek the help of Allah through namaz. But unfortunately, very few of us perhaps, when any problem that we even ever think of going for namaz. We will think of a doctor, we will think of a lawyer, we will think of an amil, we will think of any and everyone else. But Allah clearly has said that seek the help of Allah through namaz. That we turn to Allah Ta'ala, and how many of us have got that yaqeen on this namaz also? Like one, it is said a person was traveling and he had his khadim with him. So, it was namaz time, the khadim said that I wish to make my namaz. His boss was not a person who was not a namazi, so he said, okay, you can go and make namaz. But he took long. So he came to the door and he shouted out, and namaz is finished, all the people are gone, you still not coming out, we have to carry on. What's wrong? Why aren't you coming? So who's keeping you back there? So he said, the one that is keeping you out is keeping me in. That Allah is keeping him in that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So to have that feeling, and that we make shukr to Allah, really, that whenever we make our namaz, Allah, you gave me the tawfiq of this namaz, the honor of making namaz. To make namaz and fulfill any command of Allah is a great honor that Allah bestows. And who Allah loves, He gives this. He gives this honor to them. So we should take namaz in that way and appreciate this great, great gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Namaz, salah is dua also. Namaz itself is a dua that we are asking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we should try and make continuous effort that to upgrade our namaz. We are making namaz all the time, alhamdulillah. Allah give us tawfiq, we are regular with namaz, but that we get the tawfiq to think, is my namaz improving? Am I getting more connection with Allah? Am I have that concentration? And have I got that connection with Allah? And do I enjoy my namaz? We should ask Allah Ta'ala that He blesses us with His ibadat and the enjoyment in ibadat also. And then when a person will get this, his heart will then go automatically towards nawafil also. A person will like to do a little bit more also. What he enjoys, he will want to do more also. Then a person, it will become easy to come early for namaz, to be more in the masjid, and to spend more time in the masjid. So this namaz is a great gift which Allah Ta'ala has given, and namaz is that ibadat. Iman is the most important, the greatest, and all the great other ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, zakat, hajj, fasting, all this great, all these commands came in this world. But for namaz, Allah took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for mi'raj. And by the arsh of Allah, Allah gave this gift of namaz. Namaz was not made for us here in this world. Allah gave it a gift from there. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came from this great, with this great gift. If we also go to any foreign place, we go for Umrah, then normally we buy presents for all the family people, close people that we have. At least we will bring Zamzam and Khajur. Sometimes we will bring something more also. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came from this great journey of Mi'raj, where he went past the seven heavens and all, and where Jibreel alayhi salam could not go also, there Allah Ta'ala blessed him with this namaz. And initially Allah made 50 namazes a day for us. And till today, when we make our 5 times namaz, Allah gives us the reward of 50 namaz. And if we have to calculate one namaz with the wudu, preparation, everything, it will take us more or less about 20 minutes, half an hour. So if it was 50 namazes, 25 hours, in other words, our full day, we should only be making namaz. Allah made it that He left it on 5, but the reward Allah did not change. Allah is so kind that He said, I'll make it less, I'll bring it down to 5, but my reward will be still for 50. So what a great gift from Allah. How much? Namaz will be the first thing to be reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah. And if our namaz comes out right, everything else will come out right. And if namaz doesn't come out right, then there will be problems there. So we have to work on our namaz. Our outward namaz also, the inside of our namaz also. And namaz is the thing that distinguishes a believer from a non-believer. Namaz is like the head in the body. The head in the body is the most important. You'll find a person without hands, legs, but without head, you won't find a namaz is that important. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we make, that we work towards our namaz. Every aspect, understand the importance of namaz, and we should speak about it in the house. With our children also, the importance of namaz. And to get our children to the masjid to make namaz, usually our shaitan gets us such a way, small little children who are usually, they cause a noise, make a noise in the masjid, those children we bring. And if the mutawalli, the imam, somebody have to say that these children are not permitted, we make a fight. But when they are now of age to come, from the age of 7 now upwards, when they have understanding, that's the time they are not here. In our masjid, from the age of 7 to 20, roughly that age, we'll find very few. Small children we will find, and then afterwards the bigger age. But that age, that group, that is usually missing from our masjid. And we have to make effort. We should try and bring them from that age of 7. Then we try our best that we are bringing them. And for all the namazes, we should try. We set an example and we try and bring them with also. And if a person corrects his namaz and that connection with Allah, his whole deen will be corrected. Namaz is that. If namaz is correct, our whole deen will become correct. And if our deen is corrected, our dunya also is corrected. And our akhirat will also be made. Namaz is so important. Usually we give this example that if in namaz, just our eyes, we control them. And where we have to keep our eyes, when in a standing position in the place of sajda, etc., all that we do, which is mustahab in namaz, but we correct that, then outside namaz, Allah will give us the control of the eyes also. Which we find normally, everyone will find that is very difficult. Especially in today's world, when we go out into the dunya, very, very hard. There was one Maulana Hurmuzullah from Bangladesh. He came to our country in Jamaat. And it was famous of him that when he came, he did not see one tree of our country also. Whenever he would sit in the car, immediately his Quran Sharif was out. And he should read. And at night, he should read his tasbihat. And he was, mashallah, a very, very good and pious and very good in Jamaat work also. So he was very, very particular about his namaz. So by namaz that we are particular, that he with his eyes forget seeing any other woman, etc. He did not even look at a tree in our country. It means that he was just, his eyes were 100% under control. And many other people also, just by practicing on our namaz, and any and every other aspect of namaz, even the mustahab of namaz, we do it correctly, then inshallah, we will see that our whole namaz, our whole life will go correct also. So Allah give us all tawfiq that we work on our namaz.
the importance of namaz we understand, and try in the family also. And man, we should also make some namazes at home, of course, not the faraz, etc. And in this times, not even our sunnah, make that all in the masjid. But nafal namaz we should make at home. The women who do make their namaz, they should make it at home. So the masjid, we should make for the barakat of the house, we should make namaz there also. Wherever we can, in our business places also make namaz, nafil namaz, etc. Faraz is in the masjid. And even sunnat-e-mu'akkada, etc. Nowadays, ulama say that also we should make in the masjid. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our, we understand the importance of namaz, and at least the outside of namaz we get correct. Many of us, that our outside of the namaz is still not correct. And also, where we see somebody, whoever it might be, in a nice way, if we can, we should try and work, make a relationship, build a friendship just for the pleasure of Allah, so that that we can tell him that this act of yours you are not doing properly, etc. With keeping his honor and respect in place, we try and tell him. And if one thing of our namaz can be corrected, we shouldn't feel offended if somebody tells us. Somebody corrects us, then we should try and correct it also. And in this way, if we help one another, then we can correct our namazes. And if our namaz comes correct, we will be doing a great service and favor to ourselves. So Allah give us tawfiq that we pay attention and focus on our namaz, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy, inshallah.